China's deepening deflation reveals structural issues. Analysts: China's economy will continue to struggle without structural changes. Analysts say amid China's deepening deflation, slowdown in manufacturing, and slowing international trade. To rescue China's economy, the regime will have to spur market vitality and rebuild confidence in the system, U.S.-based economist Davy Wong told The Epoch Times. China affairs commentator Wang He told The Epoch Times that increased investments in manufacturing despite overcapacity show that the Chinese Communist Party is prioritizing its political goals over a healthy economy. According to official figures published last week by China's National Bureau of Statistics, China's producer price index in May fell by 3.3% year-on-year. Worse than the 2.7% decline for April and the deepest contraction in 22 months. China's consumer price index decreased year-on-year for the fourth consecutive month in May, decreasing 0.7% in February and 0.1% in the 3 months after. Meanwhile, China's General Administration of Customs said the dollar value of exports in May increased by 4.8% year-on-year, compared to around 8% in April. Exports to the United States plunged by more than a third year-on-year. Total imports in May fell by 3.4% year-on-year. According to Wang, the slowdown in export growth and the decline in imports indicate that the Chinese economy is facing weak demand from both international trade partners and domestic consumers. Besides the shrinking number of export orders, businesses and consumers are both pessimistic about the future, and they are not willing to expand or spend, he said. The triple dilemma of slowing exports, sluggish domestic demand, and structural deflation will unlikely be resolved by stimulus policies in the short term, he added. State subsidies. In order to increase consumer spending, Beijing in January announced new state subsidies for household appliances, smart devices, and materials for home renovation. Those who upgrade certain appliances, such as fridges, computers, and rice cookers, can save up to 20%, and purchases of mobile phones, tablets, or smartwatches could save up to 500 yuan. However, in early June, a number of Chinese provinces paused or imposed limitations on the issuance of these subsidies, citing reasons including system upgrades. According to state media Xinhua, the policy will remain in effect until the end of the year. The Epoch Times spoke to a number of Chinese residents who use pseudonyms to protect their identities because of safety concerns and fear of retaliation from authorities. Ms. Yang from Hunan Province said she is shopping on online secondhand markets. China's economy is not doing well right now, and some secondhand markets are very popular, Yang said, adding that she has bought many secondhand products, including a washing machine, a mini fridge, and a mobile phone. Li Cheng from Anhui said people don't have money to spend, even with the subsidies. Policies keep changing, but people have to be frugal, he said. Referring to the 618 shopping day, a shopping festival around June 18th created by e-commerce giant JD.com, he said, some young people would spend regardless whether they have money or not. They'd take loans. For those from more well-to-do families, their parents pay off their debts. One of my neighbors, a young couple, had to use their home to pay off the debt. Liu from Sichuan Province cited a precedent where local governments that previously paid a round of state subsidies have reduced their spending by cutting the salaries of civil servants. He said it's become clear that consumers and local governments don't have the spending power to counter deflation. Manufacturing decline. According to Chinese financial media outlet Caixin, in May, the Purchasing Managers Index for China's manufacturing sector fell below 50 for the first time since October 2024, indicating a contraction for the sector. The New Orders Index also fell below the 50-point mark, its lowest since October 2022. Sun Kuoxiang, professor of international affairs and business at Nanhua University in Taiwan, told The Epoch Times that if the contraction continues, it could increase unemployment and dampen consumer confidence, which would create a vicious cycle of economic decline. Compared to China's official PMI index, Caixin's sample consists of medium and small private businesses that are more sensitive to market shocks than large state-owned corporations. Medium and small businesses are the weakest link in China's economy, Sun said. Wang said the decline of smaller manufacturers indicates collapsing resilience in Chinese manufacturing, as these businesses directly impact local employment and the lower-income population. To counter inflation, Wang said, Beijing has to clear its overcapacity and increase the population's income in an effort to rebuild confidence. Global domination. However, Wang told the Epoch Times that the CCP's ambition for global domination has been the reason for the country's overcapacity, deflation, and the United States' response of sky-high tariffs, and it's not clear that Beijing will change course. In recent years, economies including the United States and the European Union have increasingly imposed additional tariffs on Chinese goods, citing unfair trade practices such as forced technology transfer, state-sponsored cyberattacks stealing trade secrets, and state subsidies for manufacturers in China. The subsidies and other preferential policies have made China's competitor countries dependent on Chinese manufacturing, and the economic policy is to bring about the regime's wish for global dominance of its Chinese socialist system of governance, Wang said. Despite serious overcapacity, dwindling foreign demand, and uncertainty amid the U.S. tariff war, the CCP is still investing in manufacturing and industrial development, he said, citing the official figure of fixed asset investment in the secondary industry. According to the National Bureau of Statistics, between January and April, the amount of investment increased by 11.7% from the same period last year. Luoya, Yang Xu, and Zhang Zhongyuan contributed to this report.